He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Second half of the program begins right now. We welcome the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl. He joins us here on the program, proudly brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks, TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. If you're looking for a place that has TVs everywhere to watch the NFL draft, but you need 29-degree draft beer, preferably served at a man's size, maybe a made-from-scratch menu with the most scenic views anywhere in town, that'd be Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. For your draft, for your Royals baseball, NBA, NHL playoffs. Remember, they're your fight headquarters if there's a big boxing or MMA match. It's on at Twin Peaks. Find them online right now at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Independence, Olathe, and in the Northland at the Boardwalk Shops. We welcome Frank here to Hen House at 119th and Row, where we're broadcasting live. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great. You'll be on all night tomorrow?
Yes. Of course.
What time did they pick last year? Do you remember?
I don't know what hour it was?
It'll be fine if Tim doesn't bring a rando friend and then leave him there with us while he goes home.
There you go.
You know, that happened one year.
Yeah, sure. I know. Yeah, you'll be there for a while because you'll have to analyze when you're done. You'll have to wait for the coach and GM.
But the good news is we get 3 weeks off after.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We got that going for us.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice.
Good luck with that, yeah.
What is it the boss said to us? Gunga Galunga.
Gunga Galunga.
Which means after the draft, you'll have 3 weeks off. It's kind of a line from Caddyshack.
And
but
perhaps receive complete consciousness.
Maybe.
So, you know, we've got that going for me.
You know, which is nice.
It
is the program here at Hen House. Frank Bohl is with us. Frank.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, this will be good.
Will the Chargers take a quarterback at 5? I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
So please play along.
Okay. You know, it could happen, Seren. Is that what I'm supposed to answer?
Okay.
It could happen. You know, you know what? I just heard, too, somebody said all hell's going to break loose anyway. I think I just read it today. Somewhere between rounds 5 and 10.
Or picks 5 and 10.
I'm sorry, picks 5 and 10. I apologize.
Because
picks 5
not much
10.
Hell to be had in round 8.
Right.
Trent Green.
Or 9 or
like,
10.
What are you talking about?
Right.
I was an 8th rounder.
After pick 5, I think they say there could be a lot of
chaos,
which would be fun. That'd be great for you. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe they moved up and did that. And who's that team moving?
Dogs and cats living together.
Yes, right. Thunder, snow, yes, everything like that.
It is, you know, we got a lot of people in here stocking up.
I know, they are.
Because, like I heard, in addition to thunderstorms, wind, hail, tornadoes, 1.5 feet of snow.
Really?
In the next 4 days, yep.
They better get in here now, because you know.
All of that is true, except for the snow. That part I completely made up.
I have fudged that a bit.
But it's okay. Come on in anyway.
They are expecting heavy storms.
Yeah, bad.
We're supposed to get hit like every day for 4 days starting tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. I've heard that.
Can you make it out there, you know, in the middle of nowhere?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But we're always stocked up. I've got those MREs.
You just run out to the yard and pull an ear of corn off the crop.
That's right. I brought the MREs from World War II. I still have those in my in my basement.
Now, here's why I bring it up. This was a subject this morning on ESPN. The odds of the Los Angeles Chargers drafting a quarterback, this was on ESPN Bet. You know, they're pushing their own casino.
Yes.
Because ESPN The Phone was such a hit, they said, let's get into the casino business.
How about ESPN Zones?
So what could go wrong?
They were huge, too. Remember those? Mm-hmm. Never mind. I'm not going to bring that up.
This one, this is maybe got a better chance of working. I don't know. But they pointed out that when they opened, they have all these bets. Like, you can go to FanDuel and bet on draft stuff.
Sure.
Right? Odds that the Chargers take a quarterback with their initial pick, with their first draft pick, wherever it might be. So if they trade up or down, doesn't matter, just the Chargers first pick. They opened at 100-1.
Okay.
On Tuesday, it was 15-1. This morning, it was 6-1.
Oh, gosh. Somebody's got some info.
Now,
Schefter's got some poop on somebody.
Okay, so they had Schefter there.
There you go.
They go, Schefter, what do you think? And he's like, is it that the Chargers will take a quarterback or a quarterback will go at pick number 5? And Greenberg was like, no, I checked on this to be sure. It's that the Chargers will take a quarterback. Now, I didn't think he did a good enough job to stress wherever they pick.
Yeah, right.
So maybe they trade back. But I know what everyone, your initial thought is, Justin Herbert's there.
Yeah.
And Adam Schefter said, my reaction to that, there's a sucker born every minute. Okay? So there's three layers to this. Number one, somebody's yanking the betting market. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that can happen.
Somebody's targeting some bets,
yes,
to move that number down to increase the number on who they want to load up on
later
that the Chargers are going to take.
Yeah.
Right? Market manipulation is something that happens with high-level gamblers. They will go in, put 50 grand on one team, the team they don't want, to move the line to get it where they want it, and then go 120,000 on the other side.
Gotcha.
Right? It's just cost of doing business to manipulate the line a half point a point. So this is an odds bet, obviously, because there's no point spread.
Right.
Because it's where it'll go. So if they're like, we absolutely think the Chargers are going to take a wideout, or we think they're going to take the offensive tackle from Penn State, because we think they're going to trade down with the Vikings, they're going to be at 11, they're going to take this guy. We want to increase the value, so let's put some bets on this, and we can raise the odds on the guy we really want to bet. That's possible.
Right.
Also possible, kind of in the same vein, is somebody just yanking some chains, right?
Somebody calling a GM, the GM's yanking their chain because
not even that far. Just somebody in the betting world, just a guy is doing this to get the lines to move, because we saw this happen last year with Will Levis. Will Levis went from being not going to go in the first round to, like, there was like a line on him going in the top 10 or the top 5 or something. I can't remember what it was. And the odds started dropping. And so, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, Will Levis is going to go.
Somebody's going to take him.
And he ended up going in the second round.
That's right.
Right? So a bunch of money got put in.
Sitting in a green room.
Maybe this is ESPN bet. Putting on ESPN, look at this. And so now a bunch more people bet on, oh, the Chargers are going to take a quarterback, because there's an obvious natural storyline. Even though Justin Herbert's there, J.J. McCarthy would be that quarterback,
yes,
and Jim Harbaugh is now the coach.
Because J.J.'s coming from Michigan.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
so, number one, this is just odds manipulation, and there's no chance that this is going to happen.
Right.
Right? That's number one. We've seen it. Number two.
But the way they're manipulating it with that other information, with Harbaugh and J.J. McCarthy and the whole deal, it makes sense.
Let me get in on it. Okay.
He's the next guy. He's
right?
coming in after Herbert. Go ahead.
So then number two is Jim Harbaugh, who I think is really smart. And really good at what he does. He's just kind of a different cat.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh is using this to get the word out. He's leaking the word out that they're going to take a quarterback because there's plausible deniability. It makes sense that they would do it because he coached him in college. And so he's using that and knowing that the betting markets will go like this. And now, if you want a quarterback, if you want one of the top four, you know you got to come to 5.
Yeah.
Right? You got to come to me because I'm going to take him. I'm not letting him go past here. So if you want him, if the Vikings got cold feet, because everyone's got the Vikings coming up to 4 or 5 or maybe even 3 to take a quarterback. Right? Some people think the Giants could go from 6 to 3 to take Drake May.
Drake May.
Right? So there's all this talk. And he is now letting it be known, if you want a quarterback, the buck stops here at 5. And so this is information he's put out there to let the other teams know, you got to come to me to make it happen. If the Vikings are trying to lowball him, he's letting it be known, there ain't going to be, don't call 6, don't call the Giants, don't think he's going to go by, you got to come here to 5 if you want to get it. And so it's just to try to manipulate the trade market.
That's
so we have someone manipulating the betting market, or just shoots and giggles, but I put that under the manipulation of the betting market. Jim Harbaugh manipulating the trade market. Or how about this? These odds do move a lot of times, and they indicate what's going to happen, right? Like the odds on how many quarterbacks will go in the first round. They start taking off. Information does get out there. And a lot of these you can read. A lot of them, not all of them. When the odds start dropping, oh, that's probably what's going to happen. And then, lo and behold, it does happen. Mm-hmm. Let me give you scenario number three. If you, first of all, what is your opinion of Justin Herbert as a quarterback?
I think he's okay. I think he'll be better under Harbaugh.
Okay, me too.
Okay, I think he'll be better. I just don't think he's probably
not going. Is he a stone cold winner?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Has he peed a drop in the postseason?
No.
No. In fact, he stood watch on one of the bigger collapses that we've seen in recent history. That is the entirety of his playoff experience.
And he's had weapons.
He's had weapons.
A lot of weapons, yeah.
He had weapons, okay? But they've let two of those weapons go.
Yes.
They let Mike Williams go in free agency, and they traded Keenan Allen. Right? So how about this? What if Harbaugh wants to make a fresh start?
What if
he looks at Herbert? Listen, Jazzy Jay.
Trade him.
Jazzy Jay's been calling this radio show since Justin Herbert was going into the draft. And ever since he's been at the Chargers going, he's overrated. Herbert's not that good. You know, Jazzy Jay will tell you he's not that good. What if Harbaugh looks at him and goes, not that good?
Yeah. I've watched every piece of film on this.
And he really does want J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Trade him.
How about this? Jim Harbaugh's been around to see. Do you know what Jimmy Johnson did? What was the first pick Jimmy Johnson made? When he took over the Cowboys. 1-1, 1989 draft. Troy Aikman.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay.
Takes a quarterback, right? What did he do right after the draft? They had the supplemental draft. He took Steve Walsh. His quarterback at where? Miami. His quarterback. He took him in the supplemental draft. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, what are you doing? Troy Aikman then quarterbacked all year, went 1-15. Mm-hmm. And after a year of Walsh just sitting there, he traded him, and he lost the number one overall pick because he gave it up. He gave up his first-round pick for drafting Steve Walsh the year before.
Yeah, right.
People forget this. But he went 1-15 and was supposed to have the number one pick, and he didn't have it because he'd already used it on Steve Walsh the year before. But you know what he did with Steve Walsh, who hadn't played? He turned around and he traded him to the New Orleans Saints for a first, second, and third.
Oh, jeez.
Right? So maybe not as good as the number one overall pick, but he traded him for three picks. Jim Harbaugh saw all this. He
studies.
He was a little older than me and Curtis.
Yeah.
Right? Or about Curtis's age when this is going on. So he studies and sees that.
He studies.
Right? So I'll go grab my J.J. McCarthy. Tell me, what quarterback do you like to go first next year?
Exactly.
We looked it up.
There ain't any. Are there?
Good luck. Carson Beck at Georgia. You're going to see the names, and you're going to be underwhelmed. But everybody loves the quarterbacks this year. So if you're like, I don't like Justin Herbert anyway, but let's see. And what's the only way to get more out of the number five pick than number five value? In my opinion, it's draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Have him be good and trade him. Then you can get two first-round picks, maybe three first-round picks.
Sure.
Certainly multiple picks. So, listen, I don't think this is probably going to happen, but if you go, okay, well, wait a minute. What if the information is true and they're going to take a quarterback? Is there a way that Jim Harbaugh could make this work? Because, first of all, Jim Harbaugh has been an NFL head coach for 4 years in his life, and three of them he went to the conference championship game.
Yeah.
And he almost won a Super Bowl. With Colin Kaepernick as his quarterback, who, by the way, was on a rookie contract. So can you see a path where this works? Yeah. Take J.J. McCarthy, play Justin Herbert for a year, and then what would you get for Justin Herbert next year for all the teams that don't have quarterbacks in a year that there are no quarterbacks in the draft?
You get a lot.
You get a ton.
Unless he was just god-awful for some, which you don't expect him to be
under
Jim Harbaugh.
And Jim Harbaugh certainly doesn't expect him to be worse.
No.
Jim Harbaugh believes in himself.
Yeah.
So then you have it, and then you trade. Or J.J. McCarthy has a good preseason. Justin Herbert's your guy. You stay the course because they can't really trade Herbert now because he's got so much of a cap hit. But you get the next year, you're flushing all your cap now. And let me tell you something. When you hire Jim Harbaugh, you're selling your soul to Jim Harbaugh.
You are.
And the Chargers have done that. Right? And then if J.J. McCarthy, if you're going to stay the course with Herbert, J.J. McCarthy, if he hasn't played, is worth at least next year what he's worth this year. You have a
top
reason.
Five pick.
You have a reason why he's the number one overall pick.
Yeah, because nobody else is.
No other quarterbacks look like they're going to be that good. Mm-hmm. You have a reason why you didn't play him. We already have a Pro Bowl quarterback. And then you flip him for two firsts, a second, and a third. So,
be a nice deal.
That information is out there, and they touched on it a little bit, but they didn't go deep enough. Do I think all that is being concocted by Jim Harbaugh?
He's bit a manipulator.
Bit of a stretch. But I wouldn't put it past him.
No, he's a manipulator.
He's the one
anyway.
Guy that you'd like, that's it. I could see almost everyone else, nah.
And this would not be the first time it was done. And just as Adam Schefter said, anyone who does that, a sucker's born every minute. There's no way. Just like there was no way Jimmy Johnson would turn around and use his next year's first-round pick on a quarterback after he just took Troy Aikman 1-1.
Right.
Except he did, and he made it work.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Not so
far-fetched.
Yes.
As it seems, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
And you could say, well, there's a difference between a supplemental pick and the fifth overall pick, but in Dallas's case, it ended up being more. He gave up more. He gave up the number one overall pick.
Yeah,
that's more of a risk. Right.
And I'm sure Jimmy Johnson didn't think they were going 1-15, but he had to know they weren't picking outside the top 10.
He had just taken a quarterback 1-1 and was going to play him every week, so he knew they were going to be. They weren't picking 22.
Right. That's another reason why I think there'll be a lot of chaos in this draft. I think there will be a lot of trades. I do not expect the Chiefs to trade out of 32, either down or up. I think they'll stay there. I think they have enough guys on their board that they think are good enough to be the 32nd pick in the first round. Okay, they're not one of the, what did Veach say the other day? They have 15 to 18 first round grades on their deal. But he said, we got a lot of guys that we looked at would be worthy of that 32nd pick in the draft. So I don't expect them to move anywhere. I know you love to move down and get some more picks, which is smart. I don't expect them to move up because I don't think there's going to be anybody up there to move up for at that point. So that's going to be that big a deal for them to move up and grab them. So
yeah, I think
I think they'll be pretty content.
Listen, the blueprint is if you want to reshape your team, you only get one chance to blame the last guy, and that's year one. So Jim Harbaugh, if he's going to blow it up, you blow it up now.
No, yeah.
Because people listen. Yeah, that guy sucked. Well, everything he did was wrong. Oh, you bet he was. Yeah, blow it all up. Tear it all down. You don't get to get 2-3 years into it. Maybe you can get to a second year because it seems like Sean Payton is going to get away with doing that. Well, I didn't want Russell Wilson.
That's right.
You wanted me to try to make it work. Fine, I did. He sucks. He's gone. Now they are tearing it down because they're taking such a cap hit for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Jim Harbaugh has been to 3 conference championship games in 4 years as a head coach. Sean Payton's been to 3 in 16 years. I mean, like, if Harbaugh would do this, don't rule it out. He's been pretty good at this coaching thing.
Well, he's a smart guy.
Everywhere he's gone. But I think this, if you're going to blow it up, this is your chance.
Yeah. Oh, I would if I were him. Everybody's moaning and groaning. The Chiefs just kicking everybody's butt. Nobody contends in the AFC West. I think it's perfect time to do it in San Diego. Just go, hey, look where we are. We can't beat those guys. We try to beat them with these guys we have on the field. I got rid of a couple. This guy's still playing quarterback. We'll see if he doesn't. I'm going to insert the other quarterback. We're going to go.
Everybody thinks the story of Jimmy Johnson is he traded Herschel Walker for some picks.
Yeah.
That's not it. He traded everything. He traded everything and then kept trading it and then kept trading it for more and more and more picks. And I don't think that's lost on Jim Harbaugh. Because we started chasing that first, second, and third that they got for Walsh. It was a first and a third the next year and then a second the year after that. He moved all those.
Yeah, like one move.
All those got moved.
Into the game, we're like, yeah.
And then another one got moved. We're like, all right, for right now, we're not going to chase this all the way down. But it was the same thing with the Herschel Walker deal. He was moving all those picks for different picks. He'd come up, but sometimes he'd go down, usually going down to get more picks. Mm-hmm. It's smart. Lots of young, cheap players is how you win in the NFL.
And absolutely. And a great quarterback.
Yeah.
They don't get the immediate improvement for this year that drafting maybe a wideout or somebody would.
Yeah.
But they're going to play, we said before, a lot of moves. They're going to play football beyond this year.
And the goal is not to win 9 games this year. The goal is to win a championship.
Right. Yeah, and you already know what Herbert does with the people you put around him. It isn't good enough. He isn't good enough.
And if you're Jim Harbaugh and you're like, okay, we got to go through the Chiefs, What's my best chance? Is it year one?
No.
No. They kept Chris
Might
Jones.
By year three.
Patrick Mahomes is there.
Travis Kelce still there.
Year two or three, if you get picks for 2 or 3 years, Kelsey's retired.
Right.
Chris Jones is 32 years old.
He's killed.
Aha. Now that's the time.
Right.
And if I'm rocking with a cheap first contract quarterback that I believe in, right? You got to believe J.J. McCarthy's going to be good. And I've moved Herbert for all these picks. And I have 2 first-round picks for 2 years in a row.
We're going to reload our
team. A couple of second-round picks for 2 or 3 years in a row. Yeah, that's a good way to build a team.
Yeah, sure. And that team, that the team you're trying to beat in the AFC is a team in your own division. Okay, they're right. You play them twice every year. You know exactly what you have to do to try to beat that team, and it ain't going to be easy.
You at least know what hasn't worked.
Oh yeah, and this, you know, Justin Herbert hasn't worked.
Well, I'll say this: starting with Justin Herbert and pairing him with Jim Harbaugh, I like that better than Sean Payton in the field. And I certainly like it better than Sean Payton and Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix or
any of those guys
trying to move up and take a quarterback or Sean Payton and Zach Wilson, who is number one on their depth chart right now. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are the threat.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
No,
but they're still a year or two away.
They are. Now, there is one thing that we do need to factor into this equation. Chargers do charger.
That's true.
Yes.
No matter how good they get.
We'll see if Jim Harbaugh can stop the Chargering.
He'll be the ultimate.
He can break that jinx. Here.
The ultimate antidote to Chargering.
Yeah. To me, McCarthy is the most, how do I put this? He's not flashy at all. You know what I mean? He's not that.
But he wasn't asked to be.
But he does everything correctly. You know what I mean? He just does what, and he does it correctly. He doesn't make mistakes.
Or any that make wild plays.
I would think, too, they would need a running game with him as a quarterback. I think that would be important to them besides helping him with some assets out there at wide receiver and tight end. And just go from there. But I just don't. He doesn't have the flash and the reputation of some of these guys, despite the fact, he has played flawlessly for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
What's one of the things they knocked?
It's his speed, right?
J.J. McCarthy. Well, he's actually a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
He was the number 5 quarterback in his class when he came out. He has thrown just 22 touchdowns.
Yes, right.
And 4 interceptions. He's thrown 44 touchdowns and 9 interceptions over the last 2 years. Right, playing for Jim Harbaugh. That is down. Like, I was looking up Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was 37-10 his last year and 32-8. But they also, they were pretty good running the ball.
Yeah.
Michigan was great running the ball.
Running the ball, absolutely. And that opened everything up for him.
Corman, who was the other guy? I mean, they just wild in Washington.
Corman was a brute.
He hit 30 and 40 yards a pop.
Good Lord.
He didn't have those guys at Stanford.
Yeah, right. No, heck no.
I don't know what to make of J.J. McCarthy. I think he's a good prospect. I wouldn't get too caught up in a set. Well, they beat Penn State and didn't throw the ball in the second half.
Yeah, didn't throw the ball once.
I mean, so what did you want him to do? Defy orders and start throwing, check out to some passes?
No, but that guy's head coach.
Jim Harbaugh looked at Penn State the same way I do. All we have to do is not make a mistake, and these idiots will screw it up.
Right.
Because they can't score ever. We can play 900 quarters, and Penn State will not score. Just hand off the ball.
They are bad.
That was good football, and he executed the game plan.
Sure.
I'm not saying he's going to be a star. I don't know what he's going to be. I don't have a really strong opinion on him.
Right.
But
here's the thing for me, too. You remember the Tom Brady, obviously, comparisons, right? Brady did basically what J.J. McCarthy has done in Michigan, and everybody just whoosh passed him by like he wasn't even there.
A warm summer's day.
Yeah, there you are. That's very good. But McCarthy's now is a guy that's going. He's going to go in the first round. So that's a different story. But it's almost like, you know what? This guy really reminds me of Tom Brady in some ways.
Brady did his last year at Michigan?
No.
16 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
That's where everybody passed him.
His junior year, 14-10.
There you are, see? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
With those statistics doing what he eventually did in the NFL.
Which, and it's why, I mean.
I told everybody, this is the guy. You got to go 1-1. It's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when you did.
No, I did not.
Here's the deal.
About Tom Brady was I was in their stadium, and all their fans told me, this guy sucks. We'd be kicking your ass, Syracuse, if Drew Henson started.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That is the memory that will forever be in my head. Michigan fans at the Big House telling me, well, we'd have pummeled you guys. The stupid Lloyd Carr started Drew Henson.
Yeah. That's why I always think, too, you have that argument about Belichick or Brady. You know what I mean? Well, I think the combination was the key. Was there's just something about those two in that combination, whatever it was, because Brady didn't come although, in with all
although Brady
what,
although
what
the
he was going to do.
The Brady Bucks years Brady being the juice.
But remember, he had all the other base underneath him
that remained in New England.
Yes, right.
To rot.
Yes. Okay. But Belichick still, he got everything out of the kid he could ever possibly want.
Well, I'm fine with that assessment. Yes.
There we are.
But Brady is
I will not call him co-conspirators.
Yeah, right.
Secretariat was Tom Brady.
It's not Walsh.
Lafitte Pinkay was Bill Belichick.
Ride him, cowboy.
Brady is such an outlier that anytime I hear someone think, well, let's pattern. Let's see what he did. Maybe no. There's nothing from Tom Brady's history that you can identify and say that's the key part of it.
Yeah, right.
Because it happened one time. Well, if it's the sixth round, no. It's this guy. This intangible. That intangible. You can't identify it. He's one of one, and that kind of player, that pattern, and the success is never going to happen again in any sport. Yeah. So,
except for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Hopefully not with the Chiefs in their division.
But you can be short of Tom Brady and still fantastic pick.
Yes.
There's nothing identifiable about Tom Brady that's useful in any future pick.
No. Well, I mean, it was written all over his college stats. 30 touchdowns and 17 INTs.
Just look at the picture of him.
Completed 62% of his passes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it looked like he weighed about 160.
He looks like a guy who, like, works the room and decided when no one was looking, I'm going to take a picture of myself.
You know what he looks like?
My combo.
He looks like an extra.
Yes.
On a football movie.
Not even.
Okay. Like
not
an
even.
Yeah.
He looks like an
guy
extra.
Guy in the back of the party in an SNL skit.
Yes. He looks like a guy, you know, going murmur, murmur, murmur in the background. Like they did a study like, oh, but he's so good looking. They did a study where they put him in front of people who didn't know who he was. He did not grade as a really good-looking guy.
No, he
he's good-looking because he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Seven-time Super Bowl winner, married supermodel, multimillionaire.
Money.
Yeah, now because you know
money,
who he
money,
is,
money.
He's good-looking. He's just an average skinny puke. It's what he is, a tall, skinny, average puke that busted his ass and was really smart and put it all together on the football field. That's what he is. Curtis's point is 100% correct. There's nothing that indicated it.
Do they have that on his combine thing? Average skinny puke?
Average skinny puke.
ASP.
He was available in the sixth round.
I know.
Didn't say rock star.
No, certainly not. In fact, the pick was probably an afterthought.
I mean,
somebody owed. Who's his coach? Who's his coach in Michigan?
Listen,
Lloyd Carr.
Look at his draft photo. He looks more likely to play Lurch in the upcoming Adams Family film than he does be the greatest player in American team sports history.
That's right.
Much more likely to be Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
Got the deep set eyes and way easier to in picture Lurch. When he came from Michigan.
I'll give him a little more credit than that, but not much. Not much.
No. Not buying it. So anyway.
Okay.
Look out.
So there we are. It's coming.
Jim, you said chaos?
That would be chaos. Yeah.
And the Chargers take and keep.
I think tomorrow night's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Of course, because you're going to be sitting at home.
I'm going to be with my home.
We're
going to
be busting our ass.
Well, that's your problem, not mine. You asked for it. You got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did we ask for it? I don't think we asked for it.
You were told to do it.
That's accurate.
You were told. Yes.
And I grumbled a little bit. Curtis was like, excellent choice, sir.
Went very nice.
Thank you.
Love to
May
do
I
it.
Have another.
Can I wash
we're
your car?
Your guys.
Can I wash your car?
We actually do enjoy it. So
are those new shoes?
What else would you be doing?
There are worse. I'd be watching the draft.
You'd be sitting at home screaming.
There'd be more coronas involved, I'll tell you that.
You know what? Nobody can see us, Ren.
Well, technically,
nobody can see you.
Just Adam can't.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
Curtis and I can drink all we want. Bo Richter can have all we want. And we might. You don't know.
You're allowed. Right
now, tune in tomorrow night and see. See
you're
if
allowed.
You can tell.
Nothing have. Well, you can have one. Yeah. FCC wouldn't grumble too much.
We can have all we want.
Okay.
That's completely legal.
That's scary.
Adam is in control of the tower. He can't have anything.
Okay, that's right.
He gets nothing and likes it.
That's right. Can't be touching those buttons by drinking beer.
Nope. He's the guy. Mm.
No so, way.
Adam's buying.
Does he have a first-class license?
He has an FCC license. I have some.
Yeah.
Don't we all? Somewhere?
I had
one.
I have first class.
I don't know.
I had a first class.
I have no idea where it is now.
Because you couldn't turn the station on in the morning or shut it down at night.
I had one,
unless
too.
You had a first, and I had a first class license. I did both of those things. Opened in the morning and shut it down at night.
God, I hope somebody can come by and go, need your broadcasting license.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, I got mine somewhere. But I didn't renew it. You have to renew it every,
what?
5 years or something
that.
Does Lebo know that?
I don't know. I think some engineer. Oh, Drake should be able to tell us whether we have to renew it every year or not. Every 5 years.
We're at Hen House. You can come by and take advantage of the great specials back at the Butcher Block. Boneless ribeye steaks, USDA choice. Certified Hereford beef, the finest beef anywhere around. It's served. It's sold only right here at Hen House. Raised right down the road near Dodge City, Kansas. The finest beef is the certified Hereford beef. The boneless ribeye steaks, the 12 ounces, just $12. Pork baby back ribs sold at Cryback, just $2.99 a pound. Get it right now. You can see all these specials and more at Hen House.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer, not counting Rose, Bonds, and Palmero, who has the most career hits, who's eligible for the Hall of Fame, but isn't in it. 2877 is the number.
Most hits, but not in the Hall of Fame?
Not counting Rose, Bonds, and Palmero, who has the most career hits, who's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Bill Buckner?
Mm-mm. 11-time Gold Glove winner.
Oh, good Lord.
2,877 hits, not in the Hall.
Catcher?
Nope.
11-time Gold Glove winner?
Mm-hmm.
Not in yet?
Not in. He's been eligible for a while, and his numbers are dwindling as the years go by. He's probably
11-time Gold Glove winner.
Mm-hmm. 2,877 hits. Shortstop.
Ozzie Smithson.
Mm-hmm.
I got no clue. Shorts Hulowitzki?
Omar Vizquel.
I wouldn't have got that in 100 years.
Almost 2,900 hits.
Yeah.
I remembered he played shortstop.
Because he was hanging on. He was trying for the 3,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was hanging on forever. Yeah, it makes sense. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. You can get you some Joe's right across the parking lot from where we are right now here at 117th and Row or 119th and Strangline, 47th and Mission. Joe's KC.com. Order it, pick it up on your way home, or send it anywhere in the country. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, the best barbecue around. Number one fries in KC. Get you way up. For me, my go-to order, the Rocket Pig, fries and rings, and a short end. It's not all for me, and I don't eat it all.
I'm glad
but
you,
it gives you all the great flavors.
Someone from Joe's.
I like half the sandwich, a few ribs.
Couple
split
fries
and rings with the family, and then
have ribs
left over and have half a rocket pig left over. Get the jumbo rocket pig. Why would you get the small one?
Yes. Somebody from Joe's was here earlier over here at the coffee place, and I walked by, I saw Shrek, I go, dude, where's the rocket pigs? You're supposed to bring three rocket pigs. Because
three
right
rocket
back.
Pigs. Let's go.
He asked about one of the fries. Like, of course, one of the fries.
Yes. Frank Bowl, the godfather of Kansas City sports, is with us here at Hen House, where you can take advantage of their Tippins Pie sale. They've even got it by the slice. If you want to grab a couple of slices of Tippins Pie to have for dinner tonight, get on over to the bakery. Key Lime, Cherry French Silk, or Apple Pie, just $3.49. Get a whole Tippins Strawberry Pie for $18.99.
Nice.
It is here at Hen House. Time for some Frank opinions. Curtis, where do we begin?
Do the Chiefs trade up, trade back, or stay put? Final verdict on this one.
Stay put. Trade up.
45% said stay put. 35% said trade up. 20% said trade back.
Thinking like smart people.
Don't blow it, Frank.
Hey, believe me.
What do you want the Chiefs to do? Trade up, trade back, stay put?
Trade up, I think.
Trade up.
Actually, it's trade back. What percent?
Oh, boy. How about that? Oh, you're up.
55.
Oof.
I think it's closer.
54.
35.
Oh, wow.
Because there were
35%
three.
Said trade back. 33% said trade up. 32% said stay put.
So it's really, really split?
Almost on the nose.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Their first pick plays at what position? Offensive tackle, wide receiver, D-line, corner.
Wide receiver.
One more time.
Tackle, wide out, D-line, corner.
You said receiver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want a receiver. They'll say wide out.
What percentage?
40.
41. So I think it's 54.
41%.
Yes.
Here's the thing. 40% said tackle. 10%
wow.
said D-line. 9% said corner.
Pretty split up.
Would you trade this year's first, second, and third, and next year's first to move up for Joe Alt? Yes or no?
No.
They'll say no.
What percentage?
But it's not because they don't think he's not worth it.
Yeah, just
because
they've given up too much.
No, they just don't like Tim Grunhardt.
That's probably what it is.
And Grunny's been floating this for days. They've had enough of his crap. That's what I think.
What percentage?
What percentage said no? 79%.
80.
85.
Damn it.
Trying to push me that under, didn't you?
Yes, I was.
All right, same question. Take the third round pick out. Would you trade this year's first and second, next year's first for that?
No.
No. Number.
No. You said number before he even answered.
I said no.
You said no.
I said no.
Well, it was 85%. I figured you were going to suppose.
He's already winning. I know you root for him secretly every week. But at least let it be an honest game of chance.
Well, whose turn? Mine?
Frank.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said first and second. We said no, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said first, second, third, and first. Now he's saying first and third.
No,
right?
first and third. And
that's what I just
third.
Said.
Yeah, first and
first and third,
third.
And a first.
First and second, and next year's first. I said I removed the third round.
He removed
first
the third.
And second, and next year's first.
And no.
No.
And you said, still no.
Right.
You
yes.
said no.
And the number
it's
is.
It's my turn, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll say 75.
74.
67.
Don't call it a comeback, Frank.
How many players did the Chiefs pick? They currently have 7 picks. How many players do they pick? 6 or fewer, 7, 8 or more?
I'll say 6 or fewer.
Yeah, 6 or fewer.
Number?
6 or fewer, 7 or 8 or more, 3 choices.
Fifty-one.
72.2.
Holy good Lord.
19% said 7. Only 8% said 8 or
wow.
More.
Oh, they know Brett Beach can't hold his water. They know that.
It's a big number.
Has he ever ended up with as many players as he had picks?
If all 4 are there when the Chiefs pick, which wide receiver would you want them to select? Ad Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett.
Everybody's been pounding on Ladd McConkey, but they wouldn't be able to hold their water if Xavier Worthy was sitting there. Their next, Tyreek Hill.
So
I think they'll say Ladd McConkey because I've heard it so
I'll
much.
Say Ladd McConkey.
Number?
Surin.
4 choices. 47.
Higher.
41.
Damn.
28% said Mitchell, 20% said Worthy, 11%
you up one?
Leggett.
Your face. Up one.
How many Missouri Tigers are drafted? 3, 4, 5, or 6?
5.
4.
It's actually three, which is absolutely incorrect. But what's the number on three?
Frank.
Because I got four guys are going to go in the first three rounds.
Okay. So I'll say 37%.
38.
36.
Oh, wow.
35.8
says
four.
Yes, we're tied. Okay.
17% said five, and 8% says six.
Where did that one out?
How many players from MU, KU, and K-State will be drafted? Nine or fewer, 10 or more?
Nine or fewer.
MU, KU, K-State?
God, I don't...
The last mock I looked at, the seven-round mock, had a total of 10.
Yeah, they'll say nine or fewer.
Number?
And what were the... How many options?
Just two. Nine or fewer, 10 or more.
Okay. 67%.
66.
69.6.
Right there in your face.
Favorite? I'll go this one first. This one comes from our friend Casey Flatlander, our friend Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Should the Heisman Trust have reinstated Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What's the number?
Frank, right?
It's my turn, right? I'll say 71.
72.
80.6. And I thought I had two more, but I forgot to put the poll on the last one.
Oh, way to go.
So I have one more. Favorite of these three.
How many am I down?
Two.
This word double.
This
okay, go ahead.
Really. Favorite of these three. Chicken salad.
Why stop there? Triple.
Triple. Whatever. Yeah.
Chicken salad,
I forgot.
Tuna salad, or cottage cheese?
Chicken salad, tuna salad. Chicken salad. Oh, cottage cheese can draw a breath, can't it?
We love cottage cheese in my house.
Yeah, but not with that combo.
Tuna salad.
45% said chicken salad, 31% said tuna, 23% said cottage cheese.
That's a feeble attempt, but 6-5 me.
Damn.
What's
the last
that
time I
now?
Won? It's been a while.
It's been a day or
it's
two.
Been it's been a minute. A 8-3-1 on the aggregate, and that makes it 70-49.
Wow.
On the, 8-3-1 on the victories, 70-49 on the aggregate.
Wow. Crushing. Still got a long way to go.
Yep. We'll see.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
We'll take a break. Frank Bull is with us. We're at Henhouse, henhouse.com for all the specials. All right, Frank, what in the world? What do you got for me?
All right, buddy. Monday was Earth Day. It started after the Santa Barbara oil platform spill in what year?
1904.
They have oil platforms in 04? I'm
sure.
I don't remember. 1970. Out west, they are starting to build a high-speed rail line between what two cities? High speed.
L.A. and San Fran.
L.A. and one of your favorite cities?
Vegas.
U.S. Airlines are bracing for higher fares because of a shortage of what?
Intelligence.
Airplanes. They're down 40% in their deliveries.
Whatever.
Congress is voting on a potential ban on what social platform? Social media platform.
TikTok.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese are figuring everything out.
Doggone right.
TikTok's the problem. Don't worry about the fact that they have a bigger Navy now. No need to talk about that. Let's sweat TikTok.
Don't worry
TikTok.
About the chips in Taiwan. Don't worry about those.
No problem. Government's got it all figured out.
There you go.
All right, who was the first Big 8 quarterback to start a Super Bowl? Brought to you by Good Sense.